coarse language and deals with subject matter that is not suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
This is Where the Wind Blows. Where the wind blows.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this week's edition of Where the Wind Blows. I'm E.T.
And I am Kelvin.
And I'm Zach Murillo.
And welcome back after how many weeks of absence from this place?
Too many to count.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. But yeah, guys, welcome back. First week of school. What do you guys think?
It's all awesome. Right.
I'm liking the schedule. 5 classes a week.
Oh, hell yeah.
1 day off. 3-day weekend. That sounds better. 3-day weekend sounds better.
Yours is the same schedule, isn't it, Kelvin?
Kind of.
Hate you both.
Yeah.
Kelvin, I have a class.
2 days off.
What? Oh, that's bullshit. Jeez. I have class every single day, but most of them aren't until like the afternoon, so.
Well, that, no offense, but that's your problem for scheduling late.
You know what? I thought that 10 o'clock would have been, 10 o'clock in the a.m. would have been plenty enough time. Apparently, I was wrong.
Yep.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Where the Wind Blows. This is our 32nd episode. And yeah, if you ever want to call in at any time today, write this number down, get a pen and paper. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. And by the looks of it, Kelvin's already on it. You're good. Yeah. You're good.
Kelvin is on the ball.
This guy's good. You can hear the typing.
He's a keeper.
Click, 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 click. Oh, yeah. That's why I got him. Yeah. Half price.
Half price, yeah.
Oh, geez. Wow. Any of you guys out there in college, how is that strike affecting you? It's not really affecting us here.
No, I don't think the people striking here know how to do their job.
They kind of they sit on their ass on the curb. I swear they're smoking a joint.
Honestly?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I drive here, I have to take my car into the parking lot. And originally I'm thinking, oh, they're going to block off the parking lot and I'm going to be sitting out for about 10 minutes until they let me in. They're standing there, so I'm like, oh, great, I'm going to have to wait for a bit. They turn, see me, and then move out of the way. And I'm like, do these guys not know how to strike?
Well, apparently. Our campus is better than other campuses. Other
That's
campuses
what I've
are
heard.
Worse.
I've heard Progress is terrible.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for all of you students out there who go to Progress campus.
Or just any college that's really heavy. I heard Durham College is pretty bad, too.
Yeah, I heard Seneca is worse.
Seneca?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Seneca.
They were blocked
Seneca
all
York.
The way from to the highway.
Really?
So, oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
And TTC was delayed, as usual.
TTC is always late. At least you can get from A to B with the TTC. In Oshawa, you can't get from A to B. It'll take you 3 hours to probably get down the street.
Wow.
Seriously,
that's why
that's
I have
serious.
A car. That's why I have a car. It's easier.
I have nothing to say to that.
Yeah, me neither.
Nothing to say, nothing to say, nothing to say. But,
it doesn't matter. Both of you mooch rides off me.
That's true, that's true.
Occasionally.
We pay him in food.
Yeah.
When have you ever paid me in food?
I have.
Name one time.
I can't tell you the exact date, but I have.
You have never paid me back for food or driving. Jeez.
I want to throw a shout out to Chelsea for giving us the playlist this week.
Awesome.
That went awesome. Quiet. Awesome. Jeez, wow, guys. Yeah. Awkward silence there. Yeah. Anyways.
Awkward turtle.
Don't you dare do that on in my studio.
They can't see that.
Why didn't you put it out the on-air sign? Go, 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 go.
Who's going to know?
People walking by.
Yeah, we're on air.
Yes. Hell yeah, we're on air.
In case those of you at home didn't already know.
Just in case.
Yeah.
No, I was informed that we play kind of a lot of the same kind of bands and stuff. So Chelsea said, I'm going to send you some music to play. And I said, okay. And Kelvin over here, while I was sitting in class, said, I'll download them. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
There's a few people I have been told to give shout-outs to. I'll be doing this throughout the course of the show. One of them is Brittany. She asked me to do a shout-out. So, Brittany, thanks for tuning in. And if you want a shout-out, throw something on our Facebook wall. Kelvin will be monitoring, and he'll be in charge of the shout-outs that come in through Facebook from now on. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'll be on Skype and the list that I have here.
And I'm just going to chill.
And Zach's just going to chill over there. Oh, speaking of Zach, tune into his show tonight, 8:30, The Jukebox, only all-request Centennial radio show. For those people who are, you know, new to the show tonight, tell them a little bit about your show.
Okay, well, as Eric already said, The Jukebox is Centennial College's only all request radio show. So you go onto our Facebook page, The Jukebox. It's pretty easy to see. Our little picture is a jukebox. You go onto our Facebook page and you request whichever song you want to hear. Like, just name the artist and the song name. And if you have any shout outs or dedications, you list them there as well. And the week and the upcoming days before my show, I will try to find as many, if not all, of the requests that you guys send in. It's as simple as that.
Nice.
An hour of all requests music for you guys, your music, what you want to hear, I play it.
His show is entirely up to you guys.
Yeah.
So request some stuff. There's a Facebook page.
Yeah, some stuff.
During the summer, I didn't get too many requests, but that's understandable. Everybody's enjoying their vacation.
Yeah, it's true.
That's understandable. But hopefully you guys out there, new listeners or not, will tune in, request some songs if you want. Let's have some fun.
I love how you look out the window when you say that. So you guys out there.
Yeah,
there's nobody there.
Out there in the campus world, what's up?
Before, I'm going to say this at the beginning of the show. I'm going to say this, but we're changing our day and our time. I have an 8:30 class tomorrow morning, and it'll kind of conflict.
Oh, someone's calling in.
We have a phone call. Kelvin, you grab that. But yes, I don't know who's calling. This is very rare. He's on this. So we're changing the day to Monday from 1:30 till 3 o'clock is when we're going to be doing the show from now on. It is going to be not just an hour, 1 hour and a half.
Sweet.
And what's up, Kelvin?
It's Tanya on the phone with us.
Tanya's on the phone with us. All right.
Let's put her on air right now.
All right. Sounds good to me. Hello there.
Hello.
Hey, how are you? Hello. Do we have? Can she hear us? Tanya, can you hear us?
Hello.
Turn off your.
I'm good.
Turn off your computer. There's a delay. She forgot to turn her computer off. Listen to the phone.
I can't hear anything.
Tanya, can you hear us? Hello. Turn off your. Turn off your computer.
Just the sound.
Turn off my computer?
Yes. Listen to the phone.
Please turn so that we can actually hear you. Hello.
Be please far away by.
just mute your computer, please.
Remember, you're about 30 seconds delayed.
Yeah, the internet
we
is
are
delayed.
Traveling through time.
Sweet! We're time travelers. Again, here we go with the time traveling. Yes.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, muted.
Muted
okay.
So we... There you go. Yeah. There you go. No, she's figuring
I'm
it out.
I'm not going to be able to hear you.
Well, then come to the phone. Come to the phone. Oh, jeez.
Can she hear us?
I don't know. Go on.
Hello?
Hello there. Okay, you know what? I'm going to take this. You guys... Kelvin, I'll take the phone. You guys take it from here.
Okay.
All right, so while we're trying to figure out how the phone works...
It's been all summer. Give us a break,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, it's been a while since people have called. So, but thank you for calling in, Tanya. We'll try to get you back here on the air, so... Yeah.
While Eric's doing that, let's go over to our polls, to our poll questions that we have on the Facebook page. We have two questions for you guys out there. The first one is, what is your dream vacation? There are a couple of different things to choose from. We've got a tropical getaway, a trip on a 5-star cruise ship, camping, romantic country, going to a romantic country, and an exotic country. Okay.
All right. So
hold on to that thought there, Zach. We're going to try and put Tanya on the phone again. Try that again. Is she on broadcast? Hello? Okay, this is bad. We're having some technical difficulties here.
Let's talk into the receiver.
into the receiver. No, that's not going to be a problem because no, this is we're having some technical difficulties right now, ladies and gentlemen. Just stand by for a second. While we try and figure this out right now, we're going to go to.
Sounds like she still has her computer on.
It does sound like she has her computer on, doesn't it? while we're waiting for that, what we're going to do right now is we're going to start our playlist. And Kelvin, what's the first song we have on our list right now? Oh, sorry, Kelvin's doesn't know.
Actually, Eric has the playlist. So.
I do.
yeah.
Oh, thank you.
I was that like, was annoying me. The echo was annoying
like,
me.
What are you doing? hold on a second. I'm going to iTunes so I can see what's going on here.
Okay, so Tanya, just stay on the phone with us if you're still listening to our show.
Yeah. If you can hear us 30 seconds in the past.
Yeah, just stay on the phone with us, and we'll try to get you on air if possible.
Right, we're going
to
figure this out shortly. But in the meantime, as I was saying before, I'll say this again before we go to music break. We're changing our day and our time to Monday from 12. I always change it. 1:30 till 3 o'clock. That's 1:30 p.m. till 3:00 p.m.
Yeah, and it will be updated. You guys will be notified through Facebook and Twitter, and we'll be updating it.
We'll keep you posted for sure.
Make sure you listen to us next week Monday instead of Wednesday.
Exactly. So we're gonna be on twice within 7 days. That's awesome. Alright, so we're gonna start you off with some music here. We're gonna start you off with "Stereo Hearts" by Gym Class Heroes. Enjoy.
Stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo.
Gym Class Heroes, baby. If I was just another dusty record on the shelf, would you blow me off and play me like everybody else? If I asked you to scratch my back, could you manage that? Like if we had chicken travi, I can handle that. Furthermore, I apologize for any skipping tracks. This is the last girl that played me, left a couple cracks. I used to, now I'm over that. Cause holding grudges over love is ancient artifacts. If I could only find a note to make you understand, I'd sing it softly in your ear and grab you by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. And no, my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
My heart's a stereo, it beats for you, so listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you, so sing along to my stereo.
If I was an old school 50-pound boombox, would you hold me on your shoulder wherever you walk? Would you turn my volume up in front of the cops and crank it higher every time they told you to stop? And all I ask is that you don't get mad at me when you have to purchase Mad D batteries. Appreciate every mixtape your friends make. You never know, we come and go like on the interstate. I think I finally found a note to make you understand. If you can hit it, sing along and take me by the hand. Just keep me stuck inside your head like your favorite tune. You know my heart's a stereo, the only place for you.
So listen close. Hear my thoughts in every note. Oh, oh. Make me your radio and turn me up when you feel low. This melody was meant for you. So sing along to my stereo. Sing along.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to try and get Tanya back on the line here. Can you hear us? Is she still standing? Okay, what's going on? Tanya, it's Eric here from Where the Wind Blows. Can you hear us at all? No, apparently we're... is anything coming through? Is anything sending out there?
I can hear you now.
She can hear us.
Can you hear us through the phone? No, she's got her speakers on.
Yeah. Mute your computer.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? We'll figure this out. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. For the last 10 minutes, we've been having some... Switch to B, see what happens. Hello?
Oh, that works. That was B.
Send that down. Oh! I think you can see the phone now.
Okay.
Hello? Hey! Calvin, turn the volume down on the phone. On the phone? Turn it down. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, finally, we got something here. It sounds a little staticky, but Calvin will just work on it to keep it compensated. So, we got you on the air. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. So what brings you to call in?
I don't know. I thought it would be cool to call in. I've never actually called into a radio at all, so...
Awesome. So
I think it'd be kind of cool to call you guys, see what's up.
Well, not much. We're having fun on the radio show. We're trying to figure out these technical difficulties, but besides that, yeah. So are you in college or university or high school, Tanya?
I am in college. I attend Fanshawe College in London, Ontario.
Nice. So is the strike affecting you at all?
Yeah. It totally is. Yesterday, I was backed up by maybe like an hour and a half.
Oh.
It was really bad. Yeah, I was trying to park, and it was just horrible.
Ouch. That really sucks.
Here at our campus, we have, it's not so bad, because I don't think the strikers know what they're doing, but that really sucks for you. I feel sorry for you and everyone else at your college.
Yeah, everyone's pretty much hating it. I had to leave, like, a quarter to seven my first day back, and I didn't get into the campus, and I didn't park until about 8:15-ish, so it was pretty brutal.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, hopefully this strike ends really soon, because this is really ridiculous.
No, I completely agree. It's crazy. It's nuts.
Okay, so Tanya, if there are any people who are on strike right now listening to the show, what would you want to say to them?
Am I allowed to say that on the air? No, I'm just kidding. Well, I understand why they're... Hello?
Hello?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can still hear you. Can you still hear us?
Goodbye
to B.
Hello?
Hey, sorry, we're having a lot of problems here with the microphones, trying to figure this out.
Oh, okay.
We can hear you. We can hear you.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything bad. Like, yeah, it sucks, but I understand that they have needs as well as ours and whatnot. So it is what it is. We're just going to have to deal with it and wake up earlier. And
yeah, let's just really hope that this thing ends soon.
I just hope that they either choose to either go back to work or just quit their job altogether. Stop making people guess.
Yeah, our strike over here for the transit buses, that was really bad. Considering it was in the middle of the year too.
So is like commute for you like delayed to school? Like, are you late for class?
Then I think I was still in high school at the time. Yeah, it was just really brutal. It was really hard to get to school and stuff.
Okay. Well, okay, so Tanya, one last question. We have two question polls on our Facebook page. The first one is, what is your dream vacation? What would be your vacation, Tanya?
I would love to go to Greece. I don't know why. Yeah.
Ooh.
And some people will say somewhere like tropical and whatnot. Hawaii, like somewhere expensive like Hawaii, but I think Greece is beautiful. I would love to go there.
Right on. Well, thank you so much for your call today, Tanya, and we're going to let you go, and stay tuned.
Okay, sounds cool.
All right, stay on the line. Calvin's going to give you a nice little official goodbye.
Okay.
All right, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a little crazy. back and we're going to
go back to our music.
We're
going
to head back to some more music here. What's coming up now is we have Drinking in LA by Brandvan 3000. So, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Enjoy.
Yeah, we got three tickets to the Brandvan concert happening this Monday night at the Pacific Palisades. Are you going to all in if you want to answer a couple of questions? Mainly, what is Todd's favorite cheese? Jackie just called up and said it was a form of rock floor. Let's see if it's that.
Give us a ring ding ding. It's a beautiful day.
Todd, this is Liquid, ring a ding a ding, and I want those three Brandvan tickets, man. What do you think? Todd, you there?
Slide, bitch.
Yeah, mighty thirsty, Elder.
I woke up again this morning with the sun in my eyes. When Mike came over with a script surprise, a mafioso story with a twist. A 2-1 fool, Julie Numa, here to get your ass out of bed. He said, I'll explain it on the way.
We did nothing, absolutely nothing that day. And I say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26? I got the fever for the flavor, the pay that could be laid, but still I need a fix.
Flaring out the G-Funk, sipping on juice and gin. Just me and feeling kinda groovy, working on a movie.
Yeah, right.
But we did nothing, absolutely buckets that day. And I'll say, what the hell am I doing drinking in LA at 26?
With my mind on my money and my money on mine.
nation. The Greek brings us together.
Sorry about that, guys. Dead air. My bad. Welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 7:34.
Sweet.
Sweet is the right answer, except that means we have less time. But do you know what? Coming Monday, we'll be on for an extra half hour.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so if you guys missed out on our beginning of the show, our new showtime for this Where the Wind Blows on Centennial On Demand will be from Mondays from 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern time, Toronto time.
Sweet.
So
exciting.
Facebook page and Twitter, but we'll keep constantly updating.
Everything's
you guys.
Just been updated on there, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Shout out time. Just got a couple out here on my list here. One for Allie, who's out in Ottawa right now, and another one for Megan, who's out in. Oh, where is she again? I'm horrible at this. The place that really. Sarnia. I knew it started with an S. Sarnia. Megan, who's out in Sarnia, and Allie, who's out in Ottawa, thanks for tuning in. And also, Steph. We all know Steph. She's been here. She's pretty much listened to the show since, God, I don't know. It's been a long time. She's been here a couple times, and she's awesome. And she'll be back in here sometime soon.
Back again to steal my sweater, huh?
Yeah, she'll be back to steal your sweater. She likes your sweater. Are you going to bring that every time, just in case?
Just in case.
Just in case. She's going to love you.
And also because it was cold this morning.
As long as she doesn't love you more than me, then we're okay. That could be a potential problem.
Potentially, but I think that's up for her to decide. On the other hand, if she chooses me over you because of a sweater, I'm not even going to go there.
You are treading dangerous waters
there,
sir.
Yeah, I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to go there. Changing the subject.
Yeah.
Our polls.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, we got interrupted because of that whole phone kerfuffle. So, Zach, take it away.
Okay. So, like I was saying earlier, guys, we have two new poll questions on the Facebook site for Where the Wind Blows. The first one is, what is your dream vacation? Some of the choices we have here are tropical getaway, five-star cruise ship ride, going to a romantic country. Excuse me while Facebook is being stupid. And well, you know,
stupid Facebook.
Et cetera
was the other one. Et cetera.
Yes. The other question we have, it's down here. Yes. What is your ideal first date? Some were saying a coffee date, some were saying dinner and a movie. Steph says other. I'm not sure what other means. Steph, you do know that you
can write an
answer.
She'll probably send me a message. Tell me what other means.
Yes.
I don't know. Do I want to know what other means?
I don't know. It could mean
what
taking
was our
a walk
first
on
date?
The beach. There was a
I'm trying to figure out what
bar.
Was our first date. I don't know.
Maybe you shouldn't say that on the air.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't say
our first date.
The
we
air.
Oh no, we went to dinner at Krabby Joe's
that
in Woodstock.
Aha!
See,
dinner
boom.
And a movie.
Classy.
You made a boo boo. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah, those are our two poll questions we have up on the Facebook site. So, you guys out there, vote. And next week, we will tell you the answers. Oh, I am getting a message.
Steph says, I won't love Zach more than you. The sweater, on the other hand.
Sorry, AT, you're not getting the
sweater. You can sleep on the couch tonight.
No, AT, I think you're sleeping on the couch.
Yeah, probably.
Even when the girl's wrong, the guy sleeps on the couch.
Shut up. You know, I'm not really good at this game. I say we play the next game. let's go around the studio. Let's start with Kelvin, Mr.
Let's start with Dream Vacation.
No. We're going to ask Kelvin what his ideal date. You get the dating hotline going as well.
Dating hotline.
Yeah. Kelvin,
call
what's your ideal first date?
289-5000.
No, your cell number.
615.
Your cell number. Jeez,
well,
no.
We're here right now. Why don't you just call in? All the single ladies.
Wait,
you know,
why
single
are we ladies?
You know?
We've got two single men in the studio right now.
Wait, why are we putting our cell phone numbers
yeah,
on the
exactly.
air? Who are we, Jewy?
Very good call. single ladies, we've got two single men in here.
Call us now.
416-289-5000. Extension.
8615.
There you go.
It's
now.
Free to call. Call now.
But
it's
anyways,
toll
no.
free. Unless
sexy
you're
voice.
Not in Toronto.
Kelvin, cue sexy voice.
Cue sexy
oh,
voice.
Oh, yeah.
Cue sexy voice. Anyways,
hello,
Kelvin.
Hello, ladies.
My
I
ideal
look like him
first
today.
Date, coffee date.
Coffee date?
So that's what I chose, you know. Have a coffee or a tea, whatever you like to drink, and we talk. You know, get to know each other more. Ideally is a first date, so you want to know each other more. And yeah, What about you, Zach? What is your ideal first date?
Yeah, I can't talk.
I'd say...
I'm in trouble.
Already.
I'd say, for me, dinner and a movie. Depending on the girl, like their personality and what they like, will depend on where we go to dinner and which movie we see. If they're more classy and sophisticated, probably dinner at a fancier restaurant and maybe a fancier movie to go with it. But if they're fun-loving,
a fancier movie? What are you expecting to see? Phantom of the Opera?
Not to that extent, no.
3D?
No,
40. Make it 40.
No, but not like Toy Story, you know?
That, excuse me, sir, you might want to retract your statement.
Why is that?
That is a very high-class movie. You watch your tongue, sir.
Unless she likes animation movies, you know? Whatever.
Animation's the bomb. It's the future of of movies.
Wall-E. Anyway. That Wall-E. Perfect date movie.
There's not a lot of talking. There you go.
It's all body language.
Enough
ladies.
Said. anyways, Steph said that her other was Surprise Me. Oh. Surprise dates. The surprise ones. You know, with the
but
ones where you're just
dates.
Like,
Blind
disaster
dates.
I've never had
dates.
One. I've never had one.
Disaster dates.
Yeah. Blind dates don't work, people.
Kelvin, I have a question for you. Tanya has a question for you.
Hi.
Starbucks or Tim Hortons? I think this is to do with your dating profile.
Tim Hortons?
Good choice.
All right.
Good question.
It was a trick question.
I guess we should start up that game again.
You know what?
We should.
Next week. Monday.
No.
Well, we're doing it now?
We're going to do a music break, and then we're going to come back in between the questions.
Okay.
Damn.
So
not right now, because we're going to do the ideal vacation, the dream vacation. We're going to start on the other side of the panel this time.
Okay, dream vacation. I've always loved cruise ships. I've been on one once when I was 12. It was awesome.
Jealous.
Yeah. And not only was it a cruise ship, it was a Disney cruise ship.
Nice.
That just beats everything. So if I could, I would go on a 5-star cruise ship again. And yes, nice. Disney does count as 5-star.
There you go. Disney is 5-star.
Disney's 6-star.
There you go.
It's that special.
Perry, you got a message from Perry here. He said a good idea for if you're doing the dinner and a movie, make sure you see a chick flick. She'll love that.
Yes, chick flicks all the way.
Dream vacation from... Oh, sorry, what?
Okay, just one last note. Guys out there who say they hate watching chick flicks... Watch them anyways. You can like close your eyes or whatever during the movie, but
she'll love you more.
You have to go to the chick flick.
You shouldn't
have said
close your eyes.
That's like negative 10 points right
you
there.
You should have said close your eyes.
If you're emotional, you get extra points. Yeah.
Fake
some tears. Get some.
Put some ice in your eye.
Like, no, that doesn't work.
Well, the ice melts and then, yeah.
Yeah, it's cold, and then she'll notice
where
that.
Where are you
going to
get ice?
Oh, why are your tears so cold?
Well, actually, ice cube works because it makes the skin red and puffy as well.
Ah, good call.
How's she going to see that, though? It's dark in
when
there.
When you leave the theater.
Oh!
Oh! You're so smart, Zach. You're my consultant.
I've done this before.
You are my consultant from now on. So for an ideal dream vacation, where do I begin? You know what? Something as simple as just camping. Camping, just go out into Algonquin Park or just some forested area and just camp. You know, no communication, just you and whoever you're all with and just have fun. That's an awesome vacation.
We should do that when we graduate.
Sick idea.
Like a bunch of us should just
a good idea.
Go camping somewhere.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Tents.
Should Dewey come or
bags.
No?
We
I'm just kidding.
We
guys.
Need someone to laugh at.
That's very true.
We need some sort of entertainment.
Oh, come on. Steph's probably going
to
be coming, so.
She's
laughable. Me? Me? Are you? What are you insinuating about Stephanie, good sir?
I'm insinuating
you
that she
are
likes to make fun of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
We'll talk later.
She's probably agreeing right now.
Steph, tell us you agree. Come on.
Yes, hold on. I'm waiting for her voice now. No.
No, I'm waiting for her to either text you or send you a Facebook message.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait 30 seconds because that's how
seconds.
Long the delay is.
Alrighty. Kelvin, your dream vacation.
Oh, there's Steph.
Well, why are we...
Probably
it's a sign.
Uh-oh. All right,
so why don't we put a question on hold
put
right
the question
now.
On hold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to answer this phone call.
That's
so
a good idea.
Hold.
Answer the phone call. Yeah, good idea.
Where the wind blows.
Steph was in the same thing. She did the Disney Magic too. I've never been on a cruise.
Hey, how are you doing?
I want to be on the cruise. Good. I want to be on the cruise. Who do we have?
Cruises are fun.
We have Helen on the phone.
Helen's on the phone. Okay, so we got Helen on the phone. Is it going to work this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to put you on air right now. Right?
Let's hope we don't get static like we did last time. That was a pain.
Right.
Hello. Uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, we've got the problem again. This isn't working.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, we got something. Stay away from your phone.
Can you hear us, Helen?
Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hi.
This is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
we'll have to send somebody an email about this. Get that on that Peronto. Helen, you can hear us? I definitely, that sounded like Japanese. Can you translate that? this is actually really bad. I don't understand what's going on.
Hey, can you hear us right now? Hello? Yeah, oh, she can hear us, though. Are you listening through the receiver, or are you listening through your computer?
Yeah.
Oh, through the phone. Okay, so she can hear us.
So
something's all right.
Going wrong.
So something's happening. All
right. I'm going to try to put it, is it on B or C right now?
It's on B.
Put it on C.
Why?
Just see what happens.
Hello? Oh my god, that sounds so much better.
Okay, we'll leave it on C.
Leave it on
now.
C for now. How you doing, Helen?
Is this Helen's son, Kate?
What, who now?
Oh, she's Kate.
I'm sitting in her room with her.
Nice. You guys having fun?
Well, watching her do her hair.
Oh, that's so exciting. What makes you call in today?
I was listening to your radio when you guys were going on about the Starbucks versus Tim Hortons.
I think that was one question, but go on.
That was a while ago, yeah. So, as for opinion to that, I think Tim Hortons all the way.
I just fixed the phone problem. And did you say Tim Hortons?
Yeah, Tim Hortons all the way.
Way to be. That's how you.
Timbits for the win.
Mm-hmm.
Where else do you get Timbits? You don't get Timbits anywhere else other than Tim Hortons. Don't you dare name Tim.
I'm just saying, anybody else? If you go anywhere else and you find Timbits, it's not the same.
It's true.
It's a ripoff.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, Helen. Tim Hortons all the way. It's awesome. It's cheap and better than Starbucks.
Yep.
All right, Austin. Thank you so much for calling in. And Kelvin's going to give you the official goodbye. So stay on the line.
Sure.
All righty. So, yeah. So that was I said Facebook versus Tim Hortons. Facebook for the win. Oh, I don't know. That's tough. Facebook Tim Hortons.
You can eat Timbits.
Enough said. Anyways, so we're gonna go to a quick break right now. Actually, no, because Kelvin still has to tell us his ideal vacation.
All right, just to make it quick, my ideal vacation is going to be like a tropical vacation, I guess. So
where
like, if
are you going? We have to stalk it.
I don't know.
Like, Fiji, Hawaii,
yeah,
Latin America, where?
Pick one.
Hawaii, I guess.
Hawaii, right.
And it has to be during the like winter weather.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So if it's cold here, go somewhere.
Hot down there, absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to take a quick music break. And when we come back, 20 questions. You're listening to Where the Wind Blows. You're now listening to Should've Let You Go by Sean Kingston. We'll talk to you in a bit.
Splitting it too, looking so sad cause I'm feeling so through. Missing the days of being with you, cause I was stuck to you, girl. Feel like I'm trapping, I cannot get loose, cause I'm so lost and don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm so mad and I'm confused, but I'm still stuck to you.
Let's go.
Cause even when I met you, yeah, I knew I couldn't have you. I knew that I would try and mess it up, but what can I do? Home.
tear. But now it's getting clear that you don't even care.
My heart is so broken, it's splitting in two. Looking so sad cause I'm feeling so through. Missing the days of being with you, cause I was stuck to you, girl. Feel like I'm trapping, I cannot get lost. Cause I'm so lost, I don't know what to do. Yeah, I'm so mad and I'm confused, but I'm still stuck to you.
Let's go.
You see the way I met you, yeah, I knew I couldn't have you. I knew that I would try and mess it up, but what can I do? And even when you're gone and all my friends will say I'm crazy, say it ain't right, I want you to have my baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows. The time is now 7:50. We're going to add an extra 5 minutes to the show because we had some problems and we were a little bit late coming on, so we were informed. Kelvin, explain the game.
All right, so we're going to play 20 questions. So you guys, or whoever calls in first, or Skype
first,
us.
First caller. It's just going to be the phone because we got the phone working now.
Okay,
so we're just going to use
the phone. So call us in.
Now.
416.
30 seconds from now.
289-5000, extension 8615. First caller that calls in will get to play the game. So basically, while we're waiting for our phone call, 20 questions. You ask us 20 questions, and we answer basic answers like yes, no, and yeah.
Basically, you're trying to guess what one of us is. In this case, I will be playing. I will be whatever.
Yes. Zach will be here.
So I am something, someone, or someplace, and you must ask.
You only have 20 questions. You only have 20 questions. That's all you have.
Yes. If you're under, you win. If you hit 20, but you still get it after the 20th, you still win. If you don't figure it out after or before 20 questions, unfortunately, you don't get a prize.
Oh, so, come on.
Well, they can't get a prize if they don't win.
Fair enough.
But it should be fairly easy.
It should be pretty simple. We figured it out during the music break. Hope our mics weren't on. That would have been embarrassing.
I don't think so.
Okay, that's good. Yes, so call us in right now. The first person to call in will be the one to ask Zach questions about who, what, or where he is. Give us a call. 416-289-5000, extension 8615. Once again, 416-289-5000, extension 8615. If you want to play 20 questions with Zach, why wouldn't you want to play 20 questions with Zach?
Come on, guys. I'm fun to play with.
Don't you ever say that again on air.
Single ladies. it's not my fault you have a dirty mind, E.T.
Yeah, I've always had a dirty mind. Oh, boy. So we're waiting for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
Wait for it to ring. Make it ring, Kelvin.
No.
Don't go that way.
It's toll free.
It's toll free.
289-5000, extension 8615.
We'll do that. And while we're waiting, we have a couple more shout-outs to do here. Do we? I don't think so.
Shout-out to everybody that's listening.
Yeah, shout-out to everybody. Everybody who's listening right now. Shout-out to you. What do you want?
And shout-out to everybody in the broadcasting and film program.
Yeah.
Amen to that. I know right now, there is... Oh, I'm going to my Facebook page. We have Perry. We have Brittany, Helen, Tanya, Kate. We also have... I'm going to my profile. We also have Alexandra and Megan who are listening in. And we also know that Steph is listening in. And anybody else who's listening out there right now, shout-out to you for tuning in. Thank you so much for making this night one hell of a night, let's say.
Is the phone still busy right now?
I don't know. Is it, what did you do to it?
I don't know.
Okay. Apparently, Steph Calvin broke the phone. That's what we're saying. Steph calling.
Or Skype us.
Somebody.
Apparently,
we have a shout out to Steph's dog, Gizmo.
Hi.
So, hey, hello, puppy. Gizmo.
Ruff.
Who let the dogs out?
I did.
Bad E.T., bad. You're in the doghouse.
So, again, that phone number is 416-289-5000, extension 8615. You're listening to Where the Wind Blows.
And we've only got a few more minutes, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to play 20 questions, give us a call. If not, we're just going to keep going and...
Or we'll just call a random number.
I say we play one more song and then we see
one
if
more
anybody's
One more song? One more song?
Okay, while we play this song? Last song, you guys try to call in or Skype us.
Whichever.
I'm not on
call or Skype, and you may be able to win a prize by questions.
Exactly.
I'm looking. Figure out what we want to. I will do this one. So while we are waiting for your call to come in to Where the Wind Blows right now, we're going to play Smile by Avril Lavigne. So, ladies and gentlemen.
Call in.
Give us a shout. We are ready to play 20 questions with you. Here it is. Gentlemen, welcome back to Where the Wind Blows, and we still haven't had a caller.
Yeah,
we're gonna give people 30 seconds to call in, and if not, we're just gonna keep.
Oh, we got a
wow! Good job. Well, we did that. Who is our caller?
Hello, this is Where the Wind Blows.
Ooh, this is so exciting! I love it when this happens. Woo-hoo. Man, you sound way too official.
Tanya again.
Tanya's called back.
All right, so
sweet.
Just hold on.
Dedication and a half.
She's
like,
hey,
wrong button. Mom button.
Us?
My bad. Hey, what's up? Welcome back. We can actually hear you clearly now. We kind of fixed it.
Oh, awesome. I think I can hear everything now.
It's good. Turn up her
Sweet.
Volume a little bit. Not on the phone. On the little thingy. There you go. Okay, so we're going to play, you're going to play 20 questions with Zach.
Yes.
And
am I asking questions?
Yes, you're asking questions. You only have 20. And just so you know, you will get a prize if you win. And the prize is a brand new Where the Wind Blows poster, which was just made yesterday, signed by the three of us, and you get to come on the show. How's that sound? Can you get it in 20 questions?
I think so.
Man, all really, right. So
Alrighty, you're starting now. You get 20 questions to find out what Zach is, and go.
Okay. What's your favorite Halloween costume and why?
Okay, for 20 questions, just to clarify, it has to be a yes, no, or maybe question.
I thought it was like this random question.
No, sorry. It has to be a yes or no question.
I should have clarified that. My bad.
You have to guess what I am or who I am.
I have to guess who you are?
Yes, by asking 20 questions. You have to figure out what he is. So kind of like size, color. We should kind of do a demonstration first.
All right. So,
so let's pretend I am a bench. Kelvin, ask me some questions.
Are you metal?
Yes.
Can you also be wood?
Yes.
Are you sat on?
Possibly.
Do you have advertisements on you?
Some of me, yes.
Are you sitting on the floor?
Yes.
Are you a chair?
No.
So yeah, that's an example.
So something like that. That's how it kind of works. So you gotta ask different questions to see if you can find out what he is. You can do it in 20 questions, and we're gonna start that now. Should we go for a round two then? Let's try for
yes.
a round two. We'll try this again.
And I'll give you a hint. I'm not a bench.
Yeah, he's not a bench.
He's not a bench.
That's alrighty, exactly. And yeah. So Tanya, Kelvin, Zach, you're Kelvin over there. Tanya, Zach, take it away.
All right.
Wait, am I asking Zach or Kelvin?
You're asking Zach.
Okay. Are you a human?
No.
I don't know what kind of questions I was asked. Do you wear glasses?
No.
Do you moisturize?
No.
What was the question? Do you moisturize?
I don't get the point of this.
You'll see in a second. Want to give her some hints?
Okay.
Okay, so he's not a living thing.
I am an inanimate object.
I thought we were asking about him.
Yes, but we're just saying, we're giving you a hint that he's an inanimate object.
He isn't. Oh.
He's an inanimate object. What kind is up to you to find out.
I thought I was asking questions about him. I'm so confused.
No, you are. That's a thing. No. Okay. Okay, let's pretend Zach is an object. You have to figure out what he is through your questions.
Okay.
Does that make more sense?
Kind of. I can't think of anything. I'm kind of confused, guys. I thought you just wanted to ask me random questions.
Okay, you know what? Because you took the effort to call,
yeah.
We're going to give you the prize
you
anyways.
Know what? You know, I have a better idea. This isn't really a game. It's actually kind of a game for us.
Okay.
We're going to stick with Zach again. We're going to do what we played this game before. It's called Either Or. And we're going to give you 90 seconds to ask Zach as many questions as you can, either or. So, like, Tim Hortons, Starbucks, hockey, football, shoes, sandals, socks, no socks, etc., etc. Do you get that? You're good?
In 90 seconds?
You know, give her 30 seconds. You got a clock somewhere, Kelvin? We'll go with we got a clock here. So 30 seconds. We're going to give you 30 seconds to ask him as many questions as you can and see if he can do this really well. Alrighty?
I'm not good at these kinds of things.
Here, it's really quick. Don't worry. You got 30 seconds. You ready? 3, 2, 1, go.
Hockey?
No, you're asking him.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Oh, hockey or football?
Hockey.
Soccer or badminton?
Soccer.
Comedy or drama?
Comedy all the way.
guys or girls?
10 girls. Seconds.
Invisible. I don't know. I can't do this.
You know what? It's okay. We're gonna give you. You made the effort to call in, and you know what? We're gonna give it to you anyways. So congrats, Tanya, for
winning.
winning like Charlie Sheen wins. They're awesome. So you get a free poster signed by the three of us, and you get to come on the show.
Cool.
How's that sound?
Sounds awesome.
All right, awesome. Stay on the line. I'm going to take you off the air, but stay on the line for 1 second, and I will talk to you in just a couple seconds, okay? I'm taking seconds too many times.
Okay.
All righty. So we'll be right back with you, with Tanya. We'll be – no, we're not going to be back with Tanya. I will. But I can't talk today, guys. It's been a long day. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is all the time we have for today here on Where the Wind Blows in Toronto, Ontario. We're going to play one last song for you. And so we're going to play for you That Ain't Classy by The Classified. I think that's what it says here. Is that what it says?
Our show is classy, though.
Our show is classy. You want to play something else here? I'm changing it.
Something you can pronounce.
Maroon 5. Moves Like Jagger. We're gonna play that one for you.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody here, Where the Wind Blows.
I'm Kelvin.
I'm Zach.
And I'm ET. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Tomorrow. No, not tomorrow.
It's Monday.
Smurf! that's why I said Smurf. Monday, don't forget to tune in. 1:30 PM. We'll keep you posted on Facebook and Twitter. Twitter.
Oh.
Winning.
Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for tonight. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget to tune in on Monday at 1:30 till 3 o'clock. Have yourself a great week and a great weekend. Here is Maroon 5 with Moves Like Jagger.
She's on the phone.
Take it.